If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio
on the
on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. The Twitter is twitter.com/HS Radio Show. And the Facebook, did I say the Facebook already? Yes, I did. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio is the Reddit subreddit, which I guess is just a message board. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And together we form High Society Radio.
Also Best Friends Forever Club.
The Best Friends Forever.
Podcast Club.
Podcast Club. BFFPCC.
Mad shit.
BFFBCC. Best Friends Forever Birthday. Podcast. Okay. Something. Whatever. Group, yeah. I'm off the rails now.
Listen. Let's get down to business real quick. Because Easter was last week, right?
Yeah. Easter was last Sunday.
Going up on Friday. What you think of the finale of True Detective? Let's go current.
I didn't watch it yet.
But Lent is over.
I know, but this is being recorded before I've watched it yet. So my Lent is still intact. See, this is live to tape. This isn't live Friday at 7 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. This is live to tape. I apologize to everyone. So eventually you'll get my opinion on it. Not that anyone cares anymore.
No. I think people are very over True Detective at this point.
All I watch now is Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley. You a Silicon Valley fan?
I've been enjoying it. I mean, I pretty much like anything Mike Judge does.
Yeah, he's had a pretty solid track record. But did you know the dude that's like the Steve Jobs type, the guy that paid for like $200,000 for 5% of that dude's company?
Yeah.
You know he died?
Oh shit!
Did he?
He died like 4 months before the show even came out.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's messed up, right?
That is kind
I was
of
like, really? I was like, this guy's great. The hell is
especially this like yesterday's episode. If you're listening to this next Friday, whatever, it's not out of date yet. But last night's episode,
last week's episode,
yeah, would it be the one with the sesame seeds and all that shit you watched last.
Yeah,
it was great.
Where he tries to buy the Pied Piper name from the dude who has the sprinkler company.
Yeah. But that particular character, what's his name? Alan on it. What's that? But it doesn't matter. He does the whole thing.
He's the rich benefactor dude.
Yeah. He does the whole thing with the sesame seeds and where they're grown and the famine. And he like figures out how to make enough money to save another company, but just being like and everybody just thinks he's being an abstract douche. It's just pretty funny.
Yeah, the guy like just passes by Burger King. He's never heard of Burger King before. He's like, so what do they sell there? So like, the guy like has no idea what a Burger King is, and then he's like, send out Scott and have him get one of everything on the menu, and then he's looking at all the food items from Burger King and notices the sesame seeds in every single bun, and then you know through his super special genius thinking realizes that sesame seed crops are going to crash in the next couple of years, so he buys a bunch of sesame seed crop futures and makes a bunch of like $70 million or something.
Fuck
yeah, Johnny, why aren't we thinking like that?
Yeah,
we got to figure out what truffle futures. I'm not going to bring it up again. I'm sorry.
Not until we do it. But then we could bring it up some more.
Oh, yeah. Boom. And when we get pissed drunk off. So yeah, this is High Society Radio. We like Silicon Valley. Spoiler alert, the guy who plays the rich benefactor dude is dead. And he's been dead for 4 months.
In real life.
Yeah, in real life. And the TV show, I guess, will be on the entire series. I don't know.
Well, at least this season.
But it did get picked up for a second season, which is cool.
Maybe they'll just swap out the actor.
I hope not. They should just give him like another rich dude to hang out with.
That could be a good plot twist if somebody dies. You know what I mean? Who gets his money? Who gets his shares in that company?
I hope it's not that other rich asshole.
Yeah, that guy's a dick.
The guy who the main protagonist used to work for. Yeah. Sadly, I don't know any of their names besides Big Head. That's great stuff. Have you been watching Game of Thrones?
I have been watching Game of Thrones as well.
You feeling it, son?
It's all right. It's been all right.
Do you like the rape scene in this last week's episode?
Was that a rape scene?
In the books, it wasn't much of a rape scene, but in the TV show, it was a straight-up rape scene.
Mm. I don't know if that was that much of a rape scene. I don't know.
All right, spoiler alert for if you haven't watched Game of Thrones. You know, when Jamie rapes her, it's crazy.
That's his sister, right?
Yeah. Oh. Like, she kind of wanted it, then she didn't. And then, like, it ended with, like, her and like not wanting it, I guess.
Walk of shame.
Like, I don't know if it, like, ended up that she wanted it again afterwards.
Yeah, that's how I feel like it could have. Well, I don't know. I feel like that's how it could have ended.
Mm. Sure, it's the way you wanted it then, because we don't want to see a rape scene go down.
That's true.
Of course not.
Johnny's chiming in for the first time this episode.
What do you got for me, Johnny?
Not much. I'm catching up on Game of Thrones. What do you want from me? I don't have HBO. It takes me a while.
You did watch Legends House, though.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Legends House.
All right. What's Legends House?
WWE Legends House. It's the surreal life with old retired wrestlers.
Who's on it?
Roddy Piper, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Tony Atlas,
Hillbilly Jim, Mean Gene Okerlund, and Jimmy Hart. And Pat Patterson. Speaking of rape, Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson.
What's me? I feel sad that Mean Gene's in there. But I don't know, he's probably friends with all those guys, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like he's cool, but he's addicted to
In the preview
at the same
for the
time.
Whole season, you do see him crying a few times.
Yeah, that was a bit odd.
Also, Howard Finkel's there. That guy got fat as hell.
He's out of shape. It's nice that his fucking friends are making fun of him.
Was he ever in shape, the Fink?
He wasn't a big fat bastard.
Yeah, he was not.
And it looks funny when like somebody who's supposed to be skinny gets really fat and they got like a skinny person's head on a big fat body.
Baby legs.
Because they got too fat too fast.
Fat.
I never like watch a surreal life, but they perform games. People get voted out. How does this show work?
Well, in this one, they had to go around the neighborhood and introduce themselves to the neighbors. And the only people that they got Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Roddy Piper living in a room together. And I think that's going to be where all like that's the only source of entertainment is the two of them being fucking lunatics. Because everybody else just seems like kind of a normal dude.
Roddy Piper's a bit off his wagon.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're selling that or he's just nuts.
Well, they are wrestlers. They're all professional liars.
Yeah, but like,
I wouldn't call them actors.
They fucking enjoy a drink or whatever, you know, wind down. He hasn't been drinking since, like, 2009, so he's just, like, going out and fucking howling at the moon and shit in the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's just, like, walking around in his bathrobe, walking around. They have them living in, like, some Palm Springs retirement-looking
really nice,
community.
Nice, though.
Well, all those guys are retirement age.
Yeah, they're pretty old.
Hillbilly Jew, fucking nice guy.
Hillbilly Jew, did you just call him?
Hillbilly Jim.
That would be good.
I don't know if they're already Hillbilly Jews.
That's the son of IRS and Hillbilly Jim. He's both their proteges.
Good
Hillbilly
dude,
Jew.
Nice guy. Met him a couple times. Very nice guy.
Where'd you meet Hillbilly Jew?
At the Javits Center. They were doing some fucking things and shit.
Well, like signings? Fest?
No. It was just like gardening and shit for when I was working at the bus company. He was there like two or three fucking times that week.
Gardening?
Yeah, it was like gardening expos and stuff and shit like that. Like John Deere stuff and all that.
Oh, he like endorses a tractor company?
I don't know.
That makes sense.
I just recognized him. I was like, holy shit. And he was real nice.
What up, Hillbilly Jim's son?
I didn't say all that. I was like, hello, sir. Big fan.
Yeah, but that show doesn't look like it's got much going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to.
It's on the network. You can't go. Oh, they added a slit on there. She's on there. Was she a wrestler?
Oh, yeah, it's just some chick who comes in and tells them what to do. Nah, I don't think so.
I up front, did you see what Jimmy Hart said? He was like, it's just the guys having fun and they bring along his. He sounded like he was mad it was a girl and shit. Jimmy might be gay. Allegedly. Ain't no wrong with that, but it was
Why, you think
awkward.
He's gay? Because there's like a woman in the house?
Yeah, she just came by, dropped off some cakes, and he's like, oh, now we got a girl in the house. He said like it was a bad thing and
did
shit.
Did he have the megaphone?
No, he doesn't. That's even terrible. He should just yell that. He called her a blonde bimbo for no reason.
Yeah,
Jimmy Hart's coming off like a douche.
A little bit.
Is he wearing sunglasses the entire time?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
of course.
He is.
It's so weird.
He's also telling people, hey, look at my hair and shit.
They went to a neighbor's side and they were like, this is a vintage WrestleMania shirt. It was clearly a shirt that whoever had been wearing.
He kept fucking
for 10
wearing,
years.
Yeah, he has like Survivor Series shit on. He just wears
Dope.
Wrestling
they
company
were,
again.
Yeah, it's they were like, all wearing like freebie.
That's all he has.
They were all wearing freebie. I don't know. I heard a rumor that Stone Cold always wears XFL shirts.
Oh, shit. Nah, I seen him with Stone Cold gear on here or there. Yeah,
whatever, free shirts.
Yeah.
He even comes out when I rewatch that, the one we're always talking about, the ECW pay-per-view, One Night Stand. He comes out in an XFL jersey after XFL had shut down, like 2 years later.
Maybe he had, like, money invested or something.
I still got a New York Hitman t-shirt.
There you go, nice.
Why don't you rock it more often then, dude?
I actually just found it in my closet.
Wave the flag.
I gotta rep the Hitman.
Come on, look good, son. Jesus, XFL. That was awesome, huh, Johnny?
It was a good time. Especially when they did that fucking, you gotta run for the ball to see who gets ball first. And that guy tore his ACL on the first go-around.
Jeez.
That's how you knew your company was gonna go far. Good job, Vince.
Yeah, because he's never, you know, he's never made a good decision.
He's had, you know what I'm saying? He's got a couple, but that that shit with the vitamins and stuff, with the steroids in it, didn't go too well either.
That's great, though. It's, you get your vitamins, so you get your vitamins and your juice all in the same place.
Yeah, it didn't go too far.
Why is that a bad idea?
He got shut down, wasn't it? No, it was somebody that snitched on him. That's why he got in trouble with the feds, right? It wasn't because they investigated his fucking shit.
I was 9 when that happened. I don't remember.
And now, Johnny, I want you to investigate that and give us a report next episode.
I got you.
Oh, my God. Speaking of reality shows, I don't think I'll be watching Legends House. that Lindsay Lohan had has a reality show or had. I wasn't watching it, but
good
I heard
man.
This. It's on the OWN network that she hit a miscarriage from the producers during the show.
This is about right.
Oh, she's a bitch.
And there was some list of, she had like a list of dudes she banged that came out. Someone took a picture of it.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. But that was just to, like, basically promote the new show,
yeah,
right?
That's how, yeah, she was like, oh, you know, I didn't know I did this. I was drunk.
Well, no, she denied the entire time, and then she came back, like, in this interview with Oprah. She was like, yeah, I did that for AA. I have a problem banging dudes.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Only famous people, because that's all that was on that list.
No, there were other non-famous dudes, but they were, like, marked out because
they
weren't famous.
Yeah, they blurred out the names because they weren't
bitch.
In the public eye. No, the gossip sites that picked it up blurted out so they didn't get sued by people who aren't in the public eye.
Ah, gotcha. I thought you meant like she fucking scribbled it out on a fucking napkin. Like, this guy's net worth ain't shit.
No.
I doubt she cares that much about net worth.
Yeah, she's got
know,
money.
She's
just
had a miscarriage. She kind of cares about the brand, dude.
I think she just likes dudes. Like, if she sees a dude, she
ain't wrong with that.
Bang.
God bless her.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, so she hit a miscarriage. Like, yeah, did she have it while they were filming? And
I don't know. She said was she hid it from the producers that she was miscarrying.
Classy.
So I'm gonna guess she just flushed it.
Isn't that good? Isn't that good for the fucking show? It's a reality show.
Yeah, she might be lying too. I don't know.
Could be.
I can't think of like what. I guess they're trying. I saw about 5 minutes of that show.
Yeah.
Honestly, and it looks like they're trying to be more serious. Like, not like, it's not supposed to be, it's not like trash TV.
No,
like
it's not like, I mean,
like,
it is a joke, but it's supposed to be like, yeah, this is Lindsay trying to get her life together.
Yeah.
I think the last serious role she had was in Machete when she made out with her mom in the movie and shit. Her character mom from the movie, not her real mom.
That would have been better if it was her real mom.
Yeah, her mom likes to get down too in real life and shit. DUIs out the ass, was she in her 50s and shit?
Yeah, she likes being Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Yeah, it's just.
I think the husband, the Michael Lohan, he went to prison or got busted for something for, like, stealing 9/11 money.
Damn!
Remember when they're giving out a bunch of money to New York businesses?
Yeah.
I think he stole a bunch of them.
Jesus!
I think he had like fake businesses that he got cash from.
So you're basically saying she had no shot. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, she just got scumbag. Like, where are they from? Boston? Long Island.
Yeah,
scumbag Long Island parents. Like,
oh, yeah, it's Long Island white trash.
I think her dad was mobbed up at one point.
Where they from? Shirley?
Too.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
That's a scummy place in Long Island that I know about.
Look up what town Lindsay Lohan's from. I mean, I don't got a problem with her. I know she's had a lot of bad plastic surgery. That sucks.
If she was about sucking that dick, I ain't mad at her, man. Good
for
her.
One
God
way
bless.
To put it, Johnny.
That's a talent. She has a talent.
I mean, she's aged badly.
She grew up in Merrick and Cold Spring Harbor.
Oof, Merrick is rough.
I know a kid who is addicted to heroin from Merrick.
It's Lindsay Lohan. I didn't know you knew her.
Wow, Lindsay Lohan used to be a dude? Allegedly.
Oh, boy.
Well, the guy I'm talking about is a dude.
Well, Godspeed, Lindsay. Godspeed. I liked you in Mean Girls.
Did you really? You like that movie? You one of those people?
Yeah, Mean Girls ain't terrible.
it's very unwatchable.
Too. Tina Fey wrote it. It was good.
Can't. A lot of people, I remember, told me that that was pretty funny and that Tina Fey wrote it, so I should give it a watch. And I wanted to kill myself within about 5 minutes watching that movie.
It's You're rough. Like one of those dudes that don't like recommendations and shit. Anytime somebody gives you a recommendation.
What do you mean? I love a recommendation. He recommended Game of Thrones. I liked it.
Yeah, wow. That's a fucking taking a guess on that one. That shit, everybody likes that, though. But I'm like, with the food shit, you never like anything anybody gives you shit. Like,
that's not true.
When's the last time you went to a fucking spot and you liked a joint?
That's true.
And somebody said... What and they mean? Recommended it to you?
Yeah. How do you find out about places? People recommend things to you.
I just figured you wander the streets and just go into places and shit.
I took that goddamn shellfish place I go to all the time.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
The Boil. That place is awesome. All right, there's this place in downtown Manhattan called The Boil, and it's amazing. They just give you bags of seafood.
Yeah, they just put there's a bib on you and gloves, and they just drop a baked bag of seafood in front of you, and you just go to town.
Yeah, just like just giant crab legs. It's all, they just sell food by the pound. It's awesome.
Damn.
It's delicious.
Sounds very fat.
Everyone go to The Boil. It's amazing. No, I love that. I love it. And the weird part is, like, only eight. There's only Asian people and black people in the place.
Nice. All right.
What's in Chinatown?
Cool.
It's awesome.
Black people love crab legs.
Oh, hell yeah.
What the fuck? You
look Everyone should love crab legs.
It's a fact.
It's delicious. You crack open a king crab leg, you're going to have a good time.
They are delicious. Mm. I'm just saying.
I mean, you're just busting these things open. There's crab juice flying all over the place.
It's true.
There's delicious garlicky sauce everywhere.
My cousin used to make a crab sauce all the time, and I used to go over there to eat it on the weekends, and I kept, like, a toothbrush and an extra T-shirt there.
God damn,
I knew,
I
couldn't go out on a Friday night after, like, just, yeah, you have to wash your face. You break those things open, they spray in your face.
It's pretty weird to look like a fucking savage. That fucking, probably eating ribs with a lot of sauce on it. You look like an animal.
No, it's not as bad as, like, just cracking, because, like, especially
it's going
blue crabs,
shit.
You crack right down the middle, and it just flies everywhere, yeah. It's delicious.
Actually,
and then you get to look at the graveyard of dead fucking dismembered crab carcasses when you're done.
You just look at them like, I killed you again. Yeah. And man, was it tasty.
Yeah, crabs are delicious summer food.
Yeah. Oh, right, anytime. I'll eat that shit anytime. It's just
all
in
right.
season.
Calm down. You're listening to High Society Radio. This is Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley, along with Bronx Johnny and Chris from Brooklyn, the Best Friends Forever Podcasting Club. BFF. PCC. There you go. Got it. Mm. You can listen to us, obviously, on morelikeradio.com. Our website is newtrashcity.com. And if you search New Trash City on iTunes, that's how you can find us. Give us a nice vote. Give us, like, hey, these guys are great. Give us 5 stars because we love them so much.
Our rating right now is 5 stars.
That's
I
what
like
I'm talking
that.
About. Thanks, Johnny. Did you vote? Did you vote for us?
Why not?
Did that's not an answer. Did you?
Or, yeah.
All right, good.
All you gotta do is click on this shit. It's not really much to it.
Yeah, Johnny just said it. Just fucking click on this shit.
Don't
that's all you do.
Fucking lazy. Just click on it.
Thank you.
Not a lot of people are doing it, though. At least like 4 more people than the 35 people that have written reviews and rated our show. Listen. So those 4 people need to get off their asses. To be honest.
Please.
Maybe make another account or something. Go
there's a lot of you. There's a surprising large amount of people listening to this podcast, according to morelikeradio.com. Just go to iTunes. Take a little bit of time. Do it up for us. That's all. Is this coming off sounding desperate?
No, not at all.
Hey, let's go get some Adderall.
Why do you keep talking about Adderall in this podcast?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a drug of the future. Everyone does it. It's like people who don't do drugs do Adderall. It's so weird.
Well, it's not a drug. You know, it's a way of life.
Yeah, it's not a drug.
Makes you
it's speed, people. It's speed.
Makes you focused, faster.
Yeah. No one
happier
else?
To be around.
Like cocaine, son.
Oh, yes.
Cocaine.
Cut it up right.
What? What'd you say?
Cut it right.
You're talking nuts, bro.
You're fine.
Johnny sent me this article about family raves in London.
Shit is kind of silly to me.
Like, yeah, bringing a kid
raves.
To a rave. Yeah.
Well, no, like, it's family-friendly raves and shit is what it sounds
like. I'm looking
like.
At this picture. There's a lot of kids in there.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
How
but
can
like,
a rave be family-friendly if the music is just... Oh, the music alone is going to be ridiculously loud. It should hurt the children's ears.
There was a picture with a dude with his fucking, I would assume his daughter, or maybe his date, I don't know, his shoulders, like, touching.
I don't know,
like,
this kid seems to really be enjoying these glow sticks. Look at his face.
Oh, that's nice.
Sure, well, glow sticks maybe, are fun.
Yeah, you can bring a toddler to that
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Kids love, like, hey, odd lights.
Go. The dude with the fucking kid on his shoulders. And shit.
Could work.
Going through the lights. Yeah, but, you know.
Seems like that would be unnecessary damage due to a small child's ears.
When I go to a festival,
could
I see
get a seizure and shit.
I see people with their kids there. Like, you don't see that many, but you see enough. It's weird. I feel weird because, you know, I'm at a festival there to listen to music and get messed up.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been years now that, like, I think it's been socially acceptable to bring kids to bars.
I haven't seen it. Well, I guess we go to shitty dive bars, too. But
yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah, if you go out in, like, the middle of the day to, you know, you go out in, like, Park Slope, Brooklyn, even Williamsburg, all those places, if you go out during the day, there will be kids in a bar.
Fuck that idea.
They try to bring them into my place all the time.
Good God. You really? Let them in, right?
Yeah.
Be like, we don't serve
you. Let them in early.
Here.
It's if it's nighttime, we're just like, no, we need the tables. We can't let you in with a kid. Yeah. The people with kids don't spend money.
There's a 2-drink minimum for your child, so.
Yeah.
And they will be drinking alcohol. That's our policy.
Yeah, we don't serve water, anything.
Good.
Just booze.
Good. How often do people try to come into your place?
Usually just on, like, Sunday afternoons.
Or like family time and shit. Do you guys offer, like, a family type fucking thing? No.
Of course, no.
Wow, you gotta start serving brunch, dog.
Oh, yeah. No. Everybody's doing it.
Why not?
I don't want
to. Listen, here's my idea. You start serving brunch, right?
Yeah.
You have, like, a nice prefix menu on it, right?
Yeah.
And then you have unlimited mimosas or Bloody Marys. What do you think?
That's a great idea. I've never heard of anybody doing that before.
Here's some shit that you haven't actually heard about. Look, this is the perfect thing. It's called dunch. It's fucking like brunch, but it's in between lunch and dinner. It's early dinner. It's dunch.
Isn't that just lunch?
No, it's dunch. It's because it falls into, right. So what's the big thing for brunch? It's fucking free drinks or cheap drinks.
Yeah.
But, and dunch, it falls into happy hour. So bam, there you go. There's your hat. There's your cheaper or, you know, fucking, there's your booze deal. And then you get put deals on food. There you go. Dunch. You just got something new altogether. Dunch. Early dinner. It's fucking the opposite of brunch. Your opposite of brunch.
I don't think people want to say the word dunch.
Dunch is great. Dunch is a hysterical word.
Very hipsterish.
Yeah, it's very hysterical, but you know, people like to say that they're going to brunch.
Hold on. All right, I'm going to call you, Johnny. Bring, bring.
What's up?
Yo, what up, Johnny? You want to go to dunch later? It's like 6 o'clock.
Shit sounds mad
Hell
cool.
Hell yeah,
son.
Dunch sounds like a place where a bunch of passed out Irish girls are in a booth waiting for dick. That's what dunch sounds
like. It
doesn't
sound like
no,
that to
we're
me.
Gonna have an early like dinner and some drinks. That's all.
I'm just saying what dunch sounds like.
Why don't you just fucking sell crab legs on some fucking from
I'm telling
to like
you, man,
three,
dunch is the future. We should start a dunch spot, or you should start serving dunch at your fucking place.
I don't front.
Well, actually, it's not. Here's why it's not a terrible idea.
Okay.
A lot of restaurants close between like 2 in the afternoon and 5. So if you were just open from 2 to 5, I feel like I'm always looking for a place to. Because I don't ever eat lunch at like noon.
No.
Yeah.
But
3 o'clock in the afternoon is when I want some food, and a lot of places are closed.
It's when you want some dunch, is what you're talking about.
No, I call it lunch.
No. It's dunch. It's early dinner. It's not dinner. It's dunch because you're having fucking dinner at an earlier time. But there's drink specials.
Like
happening.
Between 2 and 4, right? That would be probably.
I'd say
time.
Between 3 and 7 is dunch time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because what brunch usually lasts from what, like 11 to 3, 11 to 4.
All right, the reason why brunch menus exist, right, is because people wanted to charge more money than eggs are worth and still offer sandwiches.
Sure.
Mm.
So that's why brunch menus exist. Is dunch just your dinner food cheaper? Because that doesn't make any
sense.
See,
this is the next thing we have to figure out. Because I already got the...
Because that sounds a lot like an early bird special.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. No, early bird specials don't have fucking booze with them.
Put some eggs in
early bird
shit.
Specials
that's
is for old
eggs.
People.
Where? Yeah, old people like booze early in the day, so they go to sleep by 8.
Yeah.
Look, man, we're going to have to figure out the food part. But we got the name, we got the booze,
breakfast
and we got
food.
The time. We have the time fucking frame. Because what time does happy hour go to? 7, maybe 8?
Yeah.
Usually not, though. It's
but
7.
Dinner time starts at 6.
No, fucking 6 p.m. is dunch time, all right? Yeah. Dinner time is, for at least to me,
to you, go into a restaurant at 6 o'clock. They're starting their dinner rush.
I get, that's what it's called now.
Yeah.
But when everything changes, when we implement this new revolution, to me... I don't go to dinner before 8 p.m. It's 8 p.m. to like 11 is dinner time.
Jesus Christ.
Why is that crazy?
I have dinner at 1 a.m. often.
Sure, okay, that's fine.
Shit, I haven't had anything since breakfast right now. It's pretty late in the pretty late in the evening.
I think, see, you missed your dunch. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. That sounds delicious. I'm actually getting hungry hearing him say that word and shit.
Right?
Really? Dunch now, doesn't make me hungry.
It makes me very hungry.
You're now associating dunch with, you know, delicious food and cheap drinks.
I think you think if you just say it enough times, I'll eventually agree with you.
It's a fun word, dunch. I'm just, everyone think about it.
Fucking salivating over here.
So, Johnny's does it come with like a side of peanuts instead of fries? Is fries like a dinner thing? Because fries seems like a lunch thing.
Fries could be either. What, steak frites? That's dinner. That's fries on the side of steak, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
See, we got to work out the menu for this dunch thing because what?
Here's the thing. I think my menu is already kind of dunch like.
Why don't you use
your
like
menu?
Breakfast
is a little dunch like. I'll tell you.
Because it's a little more advanced than lunch, but it's a little less refined than dinner.
Okay.
So I already have a dunch menu. Go fuck yourself.
No. See, no. All right. So you have a working dunch menu, but it isn't branded as dunch.
Son, use it, yo. You got mad hipsters going around there too, yo.
So what you're saying
bro.
Is you want me to open a few hours earlier? That's all I'm hearing.
3 to 7 is dunch dunch time.
Rush time, doggy.
That is.
And what's your unlimited booze? Because you can't do
it won't be unlimited.
It's not
unlimited booze. It would be your basic happy hour deal. Whatever. What? Fucking 2-for-1 drinks or whatever it is. You know, nothing crazy. It's not unlimited drinks, but it already falls into a place where there's, you know, cheaper booze, which is one of the main selling points of a brunch.
Yeah.
Now, see, the problem is you got to figure out what your staples of dunch is because a brunch is what? French toast?
Yeah, that's
fucking
what I'm saying.
Eggs
you
Benedict.
Might have to act like a breakfast kind of like breakfast.
Some sort of wrap.
Like breakfast sausages or bacon or some shit like that.
I know
that.
You hate a wrap. I'm just saying that's a staple of a brunch.
A wrap
Maybe
is a
omelets.
White burrito.
Maybe like fucking dunch omelets and shit. Do that.
See, I think maybe a crepe would be more acceptable than a
dunch. Not everybody eats crepes like that, though. More people eat an omelet than they would a crepe.
Well, yeah, everybody eats an omelet.
Yeah.
See, this is the big problem we're running into right now.
You can have, like, wings with, like, omelets.
Probably branding dunch.
Oh, no, getting the right things to be associated with dunch.
Fucking buffalo chicken omelets and shit. Nobody does
buffalo
that.
Buffalo chicken omelets.
It's something. Fuck off.
That's true. He's got ideas. This is a brainstorming session. That I'm sure people have turned off by now.
No. People are enraptured by this.
Enraptured? That's not a word.
You're not a word.
Maybe like a sausage patty burger or something. I don't know.
So that just seems like a breakfast menu item. That's just McMuffin.
That is a word, all right. Doesn't mean what you said it is.
What is it?
Ruth was enraptured by the child who was sleeping in her arms so peacefully.
Oh, yeah.
That's it in
order.
Gives intense pleasure or joy to. All right, I guess you're right, but you're wrong.
It was the right word.
It was the right word. It's just
it was
the
right word for the right time.
You're just wrong about that word.
Yeah, you look like an asshole. I look smart.
That's fine. Dunch, yeah. You're looking real smart right now.
Yo, I bet people fucking love this idea.
My stomach is rumbling, literally.
Most people are at work when dunch would be going on.
Look, you get out at
5
o'clock. I get out
about 3:30 for
my
job.
You go to the dunch spot. You get 2-for-1 Bud Lights, and you get, I don't know, I would guess a cheeseburger would be on this menu.
Maybe instead of fries, you'll
because
have
a cheeseburger,
browns.
Really, it could be dinner, but I think you need something more than a cheeseburger for dinner.
You have to incorporate a breakfast food in it somewhere, though.
No, man, there's no breakfast food. That's for brunch. We got to, look, it's similar to, but totally different from brunch. It's dunch.
All right, that works. Fuck it. Go with it. It's mad easy, son. It's a couple of hours out of your life. How hard is that?
What are you talking about, John? You're talking gibberish.
BK Chris.
Can we use hollandaise sauce?
Yeah, fuck
Can I
it.
Make a fried shrimp po' boy with hollandaise sauce instead of mayo?
That sounds pretty good. I don't eat fucking seafood. That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah, all right. That could be a dunch item. Shrimp po' boy? I'm always down for a shrimp po' boy.
Yeah.
Bechamel? Maybe something with bechamel sauce? That's what's up.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a delicious fucking buttery... good sauce.
Sounds
good. I guess when Chick-fil-A gets that New York location, they're gonna have dunch, right?
I can't fucking wait.
Because no gay guy would ever be caught dead eating something called dunch. That's why.
Yo, they make some
really?
Good-ass chicken.
Really? Because gay guys eat dick. So I think they'll eat something named dunch.
Dunch sounds like a smelly dick.
There you go. Fuck it. They might be into that. There's a market for that.
You know, there always was a Chick-fil-A in New York. It's like an NYU.
NYU, yeah. It's...
I think only NYU students could have it. Get access to it.
You can't get in the building without an NYU ID.
Bullshit.
I tried getting in with a Hunter ID, and then they just laughed at me and said, beat it, pleb. I was like, Jesus, it's rough.
What does pleb mean? It's 2000.
And I scream, you fucking proletariat assholes.
Can't wait for that shit though. It makes
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had a couple before, and look, it's a good chicken sandwich. And I'm a big fan of chicken sandwiches.
Chicken fingers is high, and I usually don't do chicken fingers.
But do you think they'll be able to make money in New York with the anti-gay thing?
Just don't sell on the West Side. You'll be fine.
Probably.
Just Midtown. Just take advantage of the tourists who are used to seeing.
Well, you know, who knows? Yeah. It's like an Arby's. Has an Arby's ever done well in New York? Or I don't even know
if an Arby's even. Yeah, I don't think there's an Arby's anymore.
There was one in Times Square. It's not there anymore. Like, there you go. Long time ago. I don't know.
Arby's isn't that good, in my opinion.
Never had it.
It's not that good.
No.
Do people really want a fast food roast beef sandwich? Roy Rogers didn't catch on.
Well, I guess Subway really is.
But they're more about. I feel like they sell more turkey than anything because people are looking for a healthy option. I don't think they're selling a lot of roast beef.
Are you telling me roast beef isn't healthy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's less healthy than turkey.
Are you part of the turkey lobby? Is this just anti roast beef, pro turkey propaganda?
I mean, I'd rather have I had a roast beef sandwich the other day for, I guess it was Dunch because it was like 4 in the afternoon.
Thank you. See, you're having Dunch, you don't even realize.
He's buying into it. He's fucking.
I've never been the biggest fan of roast beef sandwich. That's just me. How about you, Johnny?
I like that shit.
There's a couple of very famous roast beef places in Brooklyn that are great. That if you ate them, I bet you would like that roast beef sandwich.
I prefer a tuna melt. That's just
me. Oh, that's not my thing at all. That's so.
I like a tuna sandwich. I don't want a tuna. Who wants a tuna melt?
Who the fuck wants a tuna melt?
This guy right here. Go to the diner again. Nice tuna melts.
That pastrami with sauerkraut shit is hot.
A Reuben?
Yeah, that shit is good money.
That's good stuff. Do they sell any of these at Chick-fil-A?
No, they do.
No, it's just a straight chicken sandwich.
Because we speak for all of New York, and if it's not a roast beef sandwich, tuna melt, or Reuben, or that corned beef thing with sauerkraut on it, rather.
Done. You're done. Though I saw some people freaking out because McDonald's is, the McChicken has been a dollar forever. Now they have a bacon cheese McChicken.
Oh, yeah, a buffalo.
And that's
bacon
also a dollar?
It's $1.50. Because the dollar menu is no more.
Yeah, it's like $1.19 here, $1.69 there. They got some nice shit on there. That chicken one is pretty good with the bacon and the barbecue sauce. All right.
I haven't eaten at a McDonald's in quite a while.
I'll take you there one day. I'm going to treat you to one.
You're going to treat me to McDonald's? Fucking big spender, John. Big spender.
What's it feel like to be like a baller like that, Johnny?
I don't even know anymore, son. I just wake up fucking flush with cash.
Just fucking make it rain as soon as you wake
up. Oh, yeah. I'm saving up for that Dunch.
See, that's the thing. Dunch ain't that expensive because you're getting all these, you know, good drink deals. And you have a shrimp po' boy and everything's gravy. It's like, could I have 2 shrimp po' boys and 17 Bud Lights? But I'm only paying for 8.5.
Mm. It's all money if you think about it.
Yes, Johnny, it is.
It's all money.
Whether it's expensive or cheap, it's all money. Did you hear about the Asian dude that got kicked out of the Manhattan Bridge?
Yeah, he's actually sleeping in a 24-hour McDonald's. I'm sure he's pretty pissed off about the dollar and more menu as
that's
well.
Sad.
That was his home, the bridge?
You didn't see the pictures?
No,
This dude lived in the Manhattan Bridge, and it was like an insulated spot. He had like...
Between two girders, he had like a little bed.
It's like the Batcave and shit.
Kinda.
And then the post ratted him out, so the cops ousted him. He locked it up. He's got a bike lock on it so people couldn't get in it.
I mean, it was a nice little spot he had for himself. It was insulated. Like, he really took care of it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fairly cozy, and it's small enough where, like, you know, his body heat would keep him warm at night.
And he had, like, food and whatnot, and he had, like, a little heater. He had, like, beers in there.
Fucking city, man.
I wonder if this is the guy. I used to see a guy at... I used to cross the Manhattan Bridge on my bike at the same time every Tuesday at, like, 4:30 in the morning. And I would see a guy in a fucking button-down shirt, no matter how brick cold it was, walking across the bridge at 4:30, 5 in the morning every fucking time. I wonder if it was this guy just going to find, like, some coffee for the day.
Was it an Asian man?
It was an Asian guy.
Could have been.
But also, there's a lot of Asian guys right around
there.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. On the other side of the bridge, there's not, like... You know, Brooklyn Chinatown is miles away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that guy's walking all the way from there over the bridge.
Well, where else he got to go? So he ain't got shit to do. Fuck it. When you're homeless, you really have time for anything. Though.
I don't know if that guy was homeless.
Well, he had his little bridge there, I guess.
That's true. Well, this guy had his little bridge home, but now he's just living at McDonald's.
That blows.
Why didn't they just let him live there?
It's like that fucking...
What's the worst that could happen? He doesn't have any family. If he dies, nobody's going to sue.
He just goes by name Joe.
That'd be awesome.
I know, I was pissed. I wanted that guy to stay there, too.
Yeah. Fucking, I bet he thought it was going to be cool when people were taking pictures of his stuff. Like, people, like, you know, he was getting in the paper. And then they just booted him.
And the cops were, like, really impressed with his spot. Like, wow, this guy actually had a good little thing going here. Now we're going to ruin it.
Yeah. Well, that's
a real Hoovertown shit in there back in the day, you know? Just people just living wherever they can.
I remember it used to be down like by the Gowanus Canal. There was a ton of there was like some old abandoned tractor trailers down there, and people would live in those, and they had like little shacks built. You don't really see that shit in New York that much anymore.
And that part of Brooklyn's just totally all hipstered up now, right? Over by Gowanus.
Yeah. But you know what it is? That drawbridge was getting worked on for so long, Smith and 9th Street, that there was just enough stuff there that people just like took it, like construction materials, and built like a shanty town down there. Yeah,
awesome.
Like, yeah, and there was actually another park down there that it, like, kind of almost ran off into under the train tracks.
Because we still have the subway people and shit to live in those abandoned fucking...
No, they got evicted a few years ago.
They got rid of all of them?
Yeah.
You serious?
Amtrak kicked them all out.
Man. Damn, we don't even have that anymore?
What's the name of that... What's the name of that documentary? Dark Days?
Dark Days, yeah. Like, DJ Shadow did the music for it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And they all got kicked out of there.
That was up in the Bronx, right?
Yeah. I think those were all those were Amtrak tunnels, and Amtrak just kicked them all out after they found out about it.
Dicks.
Damn, son. They're not bothering nobody. You ain't using it. Shit.
I don't know, Johnny. Maybe they were just being a huge nuisance. Maybe they're just fucking cannibalizing Amtrak workers left and right. But it was a giant cover up. I mean, we don't really know what was going on up there. It's like, looks like we lost another Amtrak worker. Better pay off his family.
You just see a fucking helmet upside down spinning with a guy used to being shit.
Yeah. And he's like, just, they fucking just throw his bones out to the next Amtrak worker.
See fucking fingernails in the walls and shit. Like, damn, Gary was all right, too. We like Gary.
It's like that, what was that movie? Midnight Meat Train with Bullet Tooth Tony?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like
Bradley Cooper was in
it.
Right?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper was in it. It was about this movie came out years ago and it's totally ridiculous. So like you're watching this movie and it's you think that Bullet Tooth Tony's this crazy psychopath killer who kills people on a train every night, and you don't know where this movie's going. Like he just kills people left and right, and then Bradley Cooper's some journalist who's like trying to follow the story. He's a photographer trying to get pictures of the dude, and eventually towards it comes to like the last 20 minutes of the movie. And it turns out it's the fucking, the mystery of this film was lizard people. Lizard people living under the streets of L.A.
In the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Clive Barker knows how to do it, son.
And it's been going on for years where the L.A. like government has been sacrificing people to
the
lizard men. On the sub, underneath the subway. It was fucking totally insane. Like, this is like Crab People from South Park. Like, I guess we have no idea how to sum this thing up. We don't know who Bullet Tooth Tony works for.
How'd they get that funding?
It's Clive Barker, man. Shit.
It wasn't a very, like...
it was straight to DVD, I think.
Money-intensive film. Didn't have a big budget. Like, that's what a human would say. And, like, the lizard people look like crab, you know, towards the end. I mean, they only show up in the last 15 minutes of the movie, if that. No, and then Bradley Cooper gets turned into the next, like, servant of the lizard people.
Surprised they didn't make a sequel out of that.
Kidnap. Really? Surprised about that? Ridiculous.
It's a good cast.
Yeah, it is a surprisingly good cast, yeah. I think Brooke Shields was in it, too, for, like, a second.
That's weird.
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix, if you want to catch that one.
I don't think anybody's going to do that.
Really?
No, maybe somebody.
It's a pretty ridiculous.
What's
film.
It called again?
Midnight Meat Train.
Midnight Meat Train. Somebody's gonna click on that thinking it's something else. I'm sure of that.
Speaking about meat at midnight, you heard about Bryan Singer?
No, I did not.
He's a kid diddler, allegedly.
Is he really?
That's what they're saying.
Wow,
15-year-old boy.
The allegations are this. Who knows if they're true or not? Some like 17-year-old kid said. Well, he's 32 now. This is like 15 years ago that Bryan Singer would throw crazy Hollywood parties and just bang out twinks all day long.
At a fucking registered pedophile's house and shit.
Jesus.
Who's also in the biz.
Who knows? Like, this is all crazy allegations from a guy who, he made these claims 15 years ago and never mentioned Bryan Singer, but now he's brought him back up and is now mentioning Bryan Singer.
He said three people on Monday when they brought the story back up. He had named three other people involved in that shit.
Yeah, so this dude said he was like raped repeatedly, and now, Bryan Singer is dropped out of all press for X-Men.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. We won't get to see really bad junket interviews
exactly,
with Bryan Singer.
Right? Like, we're going to see what your story on the screen. We don't want to fucking hear about it.
It's a real wild story. I mean, I'm going to say this guy's probably a liar.
Yeah. You just naming a dude. Like, if you find the complaint, you know, he waited for him to blow up and shit. Like, all right, he's made enough bank. Let me go get him.
But this guy's probably a maniac also. This kid.
Oh, yeah.
Or now he's not a kid anymore.
Insane.
He's like 32.
He looks fucking nuts.
Wait, this is the kid right here? This is this
no,
guy?
That's Bryan Singer.
Okay.
That's the dude.
That's the dude.
And he said this was 17 years ago?
About, yeah.
15 years ago.
Okay.
He said the dude tried to force him, like, underwater and shit because he didn't want to get the BJ or give it up or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, he went into some crazy details. There's just constant, like, banging of young dudes.
It was just one of those parties you had to
be there.
Seems
like this lawyer just looks for... It's the same lawyer that represented the guy who was suing Elmo. Seems like this lawyer's just looking for dudes who got touched.
Yeah.
Young, I'm the young dude lawyer. Yeah. Are you a young dude in trouble in Hollywood? Come to me.
You said like guys who like prowl emergency rooms. He's just prowling proctologist offices. Well, you didn't like that, Stanley?
It's a crazy story. I mean,
I know people say shit like that happens in Hollywood, but I don't think that open. Like, you know everybody that's at the fucking party and shit.
And just banging out young dudes. And then, like, when this thing got posted to Gawker, a bunch of other people started, like, random anonymous people just started posting, like, things like, everyone in Hollywood knew about Bryan Singer's underage dude parties.
Yet they let him make fucking movies and shit without a problem. And it was fucking, whatever, man.
He did make Usual Suspects. I mean, that's fucking
awesome movie. Hell yeah.
It's better than anything else he made.
I don't know. Some of the Mexican movies was all right.
Really?
They got a fucking trilogy going and shit. A little bit more than that.
So? What makes a trilogy mean anything?
It's bankable.
Good?
At the end of the day, it's bankable. You ain't got a trilogy if it ain't
more
bankable.
Like spankable. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you did there.
Spankable.
To twinks?
To gay young dude twinks.
Damn. But yeah, he's pretty aggressive because he would like try to shove that boy's head underwater and he just forcibly took it from him.
Oh, yeah. And then they said that he cast the dude from. For the Superman movie he directed, because he wanted to bang him, like all this other crazy
good
shit.
Good God, man.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be that far-fetched.
No,
if,
that's not far-fetched.
You know,
in Hollywood, I guess. But
I mean, damn. I feel like that's half the reason you get into, like, anything where you have the power to cast people. I mean,
what, to bang dudes, man?
Well, like, to bang people you want to bang. To bang people you feel like banging.
I hear you on that.
Like, fucking this dude's in the news again. Terry Richardson, right? For trying to bang, like, just being like, yo, I'll give you a Vogue cover if you suck my cock.
Yeah, over last weekend it came out. Yeah, that he supposed like a model took a screenshot of
on
it,
Easter, no less.
Took a screenshot 420 yo. Took a screenshot of a text and you know threw it out there on her Twitter account. But then she deleted her Twitter account right after that. And who knows? Like literally, you know, and it could just be someone she had listed as Terry Richardson sending that.
If I can fuck you, I will book you in New York for a shoot for Vogue. That's allegedly the message he sent and shit.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Smooth operator.
I can't believe this doesn't happen every single day.
I mean, I got.
There's ways to do it, though.
Like, I tried to put a Craigslist fishing up once saying that I was an agent that I could get girls' roles and stuff if they sucked my cock. I got a few hooks before I got flagged and I got taken down. Oh, it wasn't anything good enough to, you know, bring to the show, but you get a couple.
Oh.
It was the only time I ever got straight chicks. I've gotten some gay chicks that respond.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Nice.
But it was the only time I ever got straight chicks to respond to an attempt at Craigslist fishing.
Nice.
So I'm sure it happens a lot because you just know that it'll work.
That casting couch bullshit.
Like, it's definitely real.
Yeah. I'm saying, I don't know, like, I guess if you're Terry Richardson, like, it's so far fucking fetched, you probably could probably get away with him. Like, nah, I would never do that. Like, why would I need to do that and shit?
I'm sure Terry Richardson does it all the time. Sounds like a real scumbag. I like him, though.
Yeah, he gets the job done. In accordance to that, so fuck it. It works for him.
Yeah, he does look like a creep, though.
Yeah, he does. Fucking plaid shirts and shit.
He's got a creep look. No big deal. He's got some cool facial hair.
All right.
You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. MoreLikeRadio.com. Our website is NewTrashCity.com. Our Twitter account is @HSRadioShow. And the Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio.
It is. Last night I was hanging out, but you ever get stuck in a YouTube hole? You just like start finding videos?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Somehow I ended up watching videos of whales, dead whales exploding.
Oh.
Old school.
Some of these are pretty old. You seen them?
I've seen them before.
From the gas, right?
Johnny, have you ever seen any of these? Yeah.
Not like on TV? No.
Here's one that falls. This is one of the first ones I saw. And it just explodes.
Yeah, it's nasty.
What the fuck?
And that was the most tame one. This is this is one somebody sent me.
So you just got obsessed with just watching.
Oh, yeah, I watched a bunch of these.
All right, here's another one.
It's cleaning off the body.
Oh, shit.
So nasty.
That is disgusting. Yeah. That shit was literally chunks.
Yeah, it's the insides of the goddamn well.
God damn, no, I'm saying the way the chunks came fucking flowing out, though.
Like, why do they have to do that? Because it
looks like chutney and shit. Oh.
I guess they have to, I don't know, make it safe for everyone else to deal with.
Are they eating it or something?
Who knows?
God.
I'm sure there's a Japanese guy in the background just banging it in his ass. Not even giving the damn thing any respect and death. It's the worst.
You see, like, guys sneaking around. Like, if you watch these videos from the beginning, you guys, like, you see guys like that, I guess, have jobs to do, sneaking around behind the guy just trying to get out of the way before he pulls the gas out.
Well, the dude probably suspected they explode because he has his fucking shit on.
Oh, yeah. They know what's going to happen. I think they just have to move. That's the only way they move a whale. I guess it probably takes a few hundred pounds off of the thing. Maybe more. I don't know. But, yeah, there was one more that was pretty... It's like kind of like that last one, but...
Even gruesomer than that?
Yeah, it's very odd.
Here we go.
This one's going to take a second.
Oh.
So there they are.
So it bursts, but then it takes a second.
Gas coming out?
But it's very slow, and it just... The gut.
Oh, God.
The guts just shoot out like silly string. It's fucking...
It looks like CGI.
It looks like Tremors. You remember Tremors and shit?
Yeah, it does look like that.
God damn.
It's like Cthulhu.
So that's
horrifying
what I did.
Looking.
Yeah, that's how I wrapped up my Easter.
People get paid to clean that shit up.
If you want
to
see those, you can just search exploding whale on YouTube.
Why can't it just die in a fucking
ocean? Let's say dead whale explosion on Dunch Beach. Oh.
No, Dunch Beach. Not Dunch.
About to say these people ripping me off because I'm not going to be serving whale at Dunch.
Word up.
I mean, that's your hook. If you sell some whale.
I think I'll just be protesting. People will be angry at me.
Are there any non-endangered whales?
I don't know.
No, I think they're all on that list, right? At some point.
Killer whales, are they endangered?
Yeah.
Did you see that Star Trek movie?
Oh, God.
That was from like 30 years ago. Oh, God. It's definitely changed by now.
I'm sure they're still endangered.
Yeah, it's real hard to get off that list, right? Off the endangered species list.
I don't know. What do I know about that?
I thought was it tigers? I think tigers just got off of that shit.
Great, Johnny. Yeah. I'll tell you the worst thing ever is these goddamn vice from like 3 weeks ago showed
the rhinos
cutting off rhino horns. I didn't even watch. I turned it off. I was like, I'm not going to deal with this. I don't care about some goddamn Chinese millionaire who wants to snort fucking rhino dust
to get a
hard
erection.
On.
They
cut off tiger penises and rhino horns. They kill these animals for no good reason. These animals aren't doing it to anyone.
Well,
and they're just torturing them to death.
The problem is those poor dudes really can't get their dick up.
Yeah, you use some fucking Levitra or goddamn Viagra or Cialis or whatever.
Or a fucking crash.
Well, they say
rhino
that
horn.
A lot of I watched a previous Vice when they came out a few years ago.
No.
Just to show that the rhino horn works, they'll soak it in like Levitra or something.
Oh, that's
and then
fucked.
Just sell it and it works to people.
And it's like the most expensive shit in the world, right? Like it's like crazy.
Fucking good hustle.
It's horrifying. Like the rhino horns, the tiger penises, and the elephant tusks. They're just all those poachers should just be tortured to death.
Do the rhinos die from that shit?
Yes.
I've seen some fucking rhinos that like in the wild and shit when they don't have the horn. I think it just manually falls.
They're gonna do the rhino and then cut its goddamn horn off. Why would they cut the horn off?
The Vice thing said that there's one guy who can, if you cut a rhino's horn off surgically, you can remove it and sell it and it'll grow back in 2 years.
Oh, what?
So they can like farm them. Oh. And they're saying like that this guy is proposing that they should just make it legal and then you could farm them. To sell the rhino horn, because then you could farm them, and it'll take the bottom out of the black market.
But the point is, that shit actually doesn't work, right?
No, of course it doesn't work. They were fucking selling an energy drink with fucking dick pills in it in Australia.
I
just cop that.
They took it down, though.
Yeah, there was an Australian drink called Mosca that had Levitra in it. It was like, it'll make you horny.
And it'll give you energy.
Well, yeah, it's filled with dick pill juice.
Well, you'll feel like you got energy if you got a raging fucking heart on, even if you're exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
But then they had to take it off the market because dudes with heart conditions can't have that shit. You know? I mean, they're going to have a heart.
Yeah, but dudes with heart conditions aren't supposed to smoke. Couldn't they just figure something out around it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know, man. All I know is I hate Chinese millionaires buying rhino dust.
When they could just buy some fucking energy drink to get your dick hard.
You really love animals. That's a good thing about
really
you,
disturbing. I couldn't even watch that episode. I was like, this is too messed up. And the episode before, I was just watching fucking Palestinians getting torn apart and just they're executed. I was like, this is terrible, but I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm a dick.
I care more about animals, durr.
Sound like it.
One last thing to leave on.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this new species that they found? It's the first thing ever with reverse. It's the females have cocks.
Oh, what?
It's an insect that they found in Brazil. And the females have cocks, and it sucks up sperm out of the male's vagina. Well, they just plunge it into, like, the thorax of the male.
So the females are dudes, and the dudes are females.
No, but the females have eggs, and they suck up the fucking...
It sounds like species.
Yeah.
From the mid-90s.
Apparently they fuck for 40 to 70 hours at a time, these things. What are they called here?
Do they die afterwards?
Neotrogla.
God damn.
Yeah.
Brazil has some scary animals. They have that candiru shit that fucking swims up your dick, too, and shit out there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it stays inside your dick.
Oh. Won't you die from that? I don't know. You from the inside.
I don't think you could just die from something being in your dick.
You'd want to die.
It eats away, yeah.
Probably. No.
Fuck that.
Well, we ended on some creepy topics, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, I figured we were talking about long fucking, right? So I figured I'd bring up the long fucking reverse genital.
That's a good connect. It worked.
Insects. Awful. I think it's an interesting thing. The first ever reverse genitals.
But yeah. I thought seahorses did that, didn't they? They, like, changed sex or some shit like that?
I don't know.
Frogs can change sex in the wild.
I'm not a marine biologist.
I don't know the way you love them and shit.
Yeah, the way you got all sad when that whale exploded a bitch.
And rhinos losing their horns and shit. Man up.
Look, if you like rhino horns getting ripped off, then you're just an awful person.
I don't think that's true.
Or you're Chinese.
And you can't get your dick
off. Well, they're saying the Vietnamese just have it. They think it could cure cancer. So you didn't watch the end of that Vice.
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, they were saying that people think it could cure cancer and also. But of course it doesn't work. It's just fucking the same thing your fingernails are made out of.
Yep.
Terrible.
When will we learn, right? Fucking with Mother Nature, right?
I know. There's an Indian crying somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Because we just watched this whale explode.
I'm about to start crying.
Damn. They should have shown this shit on Blackfish. I would have watched. A little bit more.
It has nothing to do with SeaWorld.
Well, I'm just saying, that movie needed a little comic relief.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, you've been listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Our website, again, is newtrashcity.com. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. There's a Facebook. Facebook.com/High Society Radio.
It's there. Post things on the Reddit subreddit. We need more karma.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
There's a Reddit subreddit.
Shout out to Adam. Good dude.
Good nice dude. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. That's it for us this week. Enjoy Dunch.
Fuck yeah.
Either after you listen to this or the next day.
Throw some fucking ideas for what you would want on your Dunch menu on Reddit.
Yeah.
Go with that.
It's good.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Good night. Must say goodbye.